is a way to get you connected into the scripture this morning. I've got a question, if I can gross it out, okay? Here we go. When you came to faith, if you've done that, what happened to get you there? My guess is that many of us came to faith because of another person, a person who shared their faith with us and helped us along the way and taught us as we journeyed and grew in our faith. And so the scripture this morning has the Apostle Paul telling his young whippersnapper, young preacher, the things that he needs to really be in tune with. He's giving him instructions in the faith. And so these are the things that the Apostle Paul instructed Timothy to do in order for him to become the leader of the churches that he was going out to serve and preserve, if you will. But so what you need to listen to in the scripture this morning is simply this: the instructions that Paul gave Timothy. See if you can catch them. There are six. I'll give you that. So you can count them on your fingers as the scriptures are read. Okay?
You then, my child, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus, in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me through many witnesses, entrust to faithful people who will be able to teach others as well. Share it in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving in the army gets entangled in everyday affairs. The soldier's aim is to please the enlisting officer, and in the case of an athlete, no one is crowned without competing according to the rules. It is the farmer who does the work who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in all things. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David, that is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained, therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Jesus Christ with eternal glory. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Michael. Great job. Well, in case you did not catch all six, I'm going to give them to you. And basically, this isn't really a sermon. It's just reiterating the word this morning, because I think it's a time to teach. And so kind of, you know, being a former teacher, that kind of resonated with me. And I thought, you know, it doesn't hurt us to be reminded of how we end up growing in the faith and some of the things that professing the faith really calls on us to do and to be, and it makes a difference in our lives. So this is kind of an instruction via Paul to Timothy to us this morning. So we start out, he just starts out. Paul doesn't beat around the bush at all. You know, he just says, all right, Timothy, listen up. And he says, here's the first one that you need to know. In all that you do, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. That's probably a good thing for us to hear. Because what I hear in this day and age is, be strong. Cowboy up. You can do this by yourself. You are strong. You need to be strong. You need to show how strong you are. Be strong on your own. Don't be dependent on anybody else. That's not what Paul was saying to Timothy. He says, be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus. That is a whole different ballgame, folks. Because if you are strong in Christ, your life is going to turn out totally different than if you're strong just in yourself. Just think about that for a minute. I know every time I've gone astray, and that's more, I'll break there, that's more times than I would like to count. But those times have been ones when I thought, Well, let me just put it this way. I was living by the gospel according to Jan Bond. Now, just for a minute, just to test this out, you know your own name. So I would like for you to say, how does it work with me? And put your name in there. How does it work with Sally if I'm just dependent on Sally? Say your name, okay? It's dependent on your name. How does that work out? Just think about that for a minute. The thing is, that won't last. There's going to be times when you're going to fall short and you're going to feel like you've been trampled on by the entire world and maybe a herd of horses just went right over you. Or cows or buffaloes or whatever. You see, you've got to be strong in the grace that's in Jesus Christ. That makes all the difference. And some will say, well, why is that? Well, let me just ask. I need hands to go up for this. Is there anyone that you know that's perfect? Come on. I see no hands. You've got to follow the one who God gave us to show us the way, the truth, and the life. To follow the one who will make a difference not only in your life, but in the lives of those around you that you touch and that you meet and greet each and every day. Probably the strongest point to be made that Paul gave that day to Timothy was to be strong in the grace of Jesus Christ. In other words, rely on him. Don't be relying on yourself or the things of this world, but rely on Christ. Number one. Number two, in case you didn't catch it, Paul tells Timothy to entrust what he has told him to faithful folks. In other words, I don't know about you, but if you've got something really good and it's special and it's really, really neat, how many of us want to just keep it to ourselves? We tend to do that, you know. You got something really good, but do we just automatically share it with someone else? For some reason, that doesn't seem to be our nature, but it should be. Especially if we're strong in the grace of Jesus Christ, because he shared even his whole life with us. So we are to not only be strong, we are to share what we have been given with others. And I guess you'd say it this way. How on earth would the whole world ever come to know Christ, ever come to know God, if we were silent? We didn't tell our story of God's story in our life to someone else. I almost think, at least I finally have come to that, that that's probably the most exciting thing we can do for one another, is to tell to tell that story that of what God has done in our lives to someone else. We don't want to hide it under a bushel, as it says in Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount. We're supposed to set it up there on that hill. Let everybody see it. Let everybody gain from it. I put it this way. Be a disciple. Be the voice. Be the one who shares that with others. The next thing that Paul tells Timothy is that in this Christian life, in this faith journey, there will be hardships. Now, I know we don't like to think that way. I don't like to think that way. I thought, you know, like coming to Jesus. That's the easiest thing you can do. Well, that may be, but living it out can become hard. I can mention numerous times when I know my faith was challenged because what I thought was going on was the way it was supposed to be. And because I thought I knew, but what I found out was there are more labors that need to be, there's more jobs that need to be done, there's more labors that need to be done as well. But you see, if we think it's easy to be a Christian, I can imagine there are several of you here who have had that challenged in some fashion. Oh, we always make that decision to do whatever Jesus wants us to do. We always make that easy decision to follow Jesus in his footsteps, to help those in need, to reach out always to the least, the last, and the lost. Do we? Or do we see those hardships and just kind of go around them because we don't want that to happen to us? So Paul was right when he said, it's just not that easy to be a follower of Christ. It's not easy. And if you're having an easy way of it, I'm going to say you're probably not doing what you need to be doing. It needs to be a challenge. It needs to challenge you. And because when you are challenged and you walk through that with God, you are stronger in the faith. And others see that witness and they're saying, wow, they've got something that I wish I had. And so you are witnessing, even though you may not be speaking from a pulpit or in front of someone. Your actions are speaking very loud at this point. Hardships are to be expected. Paul gives the example here of soldiers. And if you've been a soldier or someone in your family is serving right now, they're probably not at home. They're probably far away. And that absence from the family is tough. It's a hardship. And there are sacrifices that have to be made, probably mostly financial. And so that becomes hard, and yet you're doing what you're called to be doing. It gives the example of an athlete. You don't just immediately go out and win the trophy. There's training. There's months and years even of perfecting that skill so that you can win the prize. There's sacrifices that have to be made to do that. He gives the example of the farmer. You got to clear the rocks off the soil. Then you've got to plow the soil, prepare it, plant it, and then water it. That is, you're praying that God will water it when it needs to be watered. But you're having to depend again on God. It's not easy. I just remember in the summertime, that was what we did. That was why I didn't live on a farm, but had a lot of friends that did, and we would go out and pick rocks. There's a lot of rocks down in southern Missouri, and those fields had to be cleared. And I thought this would be a great job. And so I went, and I said, I'll drive the tractor. I'll pull the wagon. No, you're low on the totem pole. You pick rocks. And all of us kids picked rocks while the farmer drove the tractor. You see, it's not easy. I'm just going to emphasize that again, as Paul did. It's not easy being that Christian. And then he says to us, consider what I say, the I there being God. We have to listen. And he's telling Timothy, if you're going to make it here, you've got to listen to God's word. You've got to hear what his word is for your life, to guide you and to lead you so that you will, even in times of messing up greatly, you'll know that God is there with you. Sometimes we like to skip over that part, that that makes us fall short. But you see, if we are connected with God, He's going to lead us through whatever is going on. We need to spend time each day, and that's how we do that. So we get connected with God. Spend each day in prayer, studying the scriptures, in meditation, worship. Those kinds of things will draw us closer to hear the word of God for us in our lives in order for us to walk that faith journey. And then he says, remember Christ Jesus. And he does that to Timothy because at this time, there are a lot of false teachers running around and basically saying, Jesus is a great guy, but nothing really special. They didn't affirm that he was Messiah. They didn't affirm that he was the Son of God. And so they were saying, he's just a great guy. But what Paul is reminding Timothy and us today is that we need to pay attention to this one called Jesus, the one whose life and ministry we see and is taught in the Bible. The scriptures remind us that he is the one who is anointed. He's a descendant of David, and he's the one who was raised from the dead. And in the midst of that, he did all of that for us. We got to remember Jesus and vow to follow in his steps every day of our lives. And then, lastly, he says, know that no matter what life brings your way, God's word is never imprisoned. And you got to realize that Paul is writing from prison. That doesn't stop him to share the word. And he just simply says, God's word is never imprisoned. You can't be separated from God's word. God will endure forever and is there for everyone. And he's telling Timothy, what you got to do in order to make this journey of faith work and be able to share with others and grow the church and become all that you were created to be is that you've got to live deep in God's word. And then you'll be able to weather any storms that come your way. And those are the six lessons. Now, I'm sure if I would just sit down over here, you'd be able to repeat each one of them, correct? Oh, me of little faith. So I'm going to remind you again what they are. And I'll let you help me with this. So I'd like for you to repeat after me each one of those. And just, you know, like I'll say something and you say something, okay? So number one. Ah, there's some catch on it. Be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. And no, you do that because you need to depend on Him, okay? Number two, entrust what you've been told to others. In other words, share. Share those words that you've gotten from God. Share those words that you've grown in the faith through other people and the learnings that you've had in Scripture and in your time of meditation with God. And trust those. Share it with others. Be ready to suffer hardship when it comes into your life. We don't like to do that, not at all. But when we do, and we are trusting God and not ourselves, that will move us forward on our faith journey. Remember Jesus and all that he said and did for us. And that's enough. Just remember that. Because if you really take seriously and go through his life, that's all the guidance you're going to need along the way. Now, you need to hear what God is saying to you. And study that word and pray and worship God. And then be assured that God's word will never be imprisoned. It's always there for you. It's always with you. may you take it with you from this place today. Let us pray. Oh Lord our God, these words of counsel are not simply wise human words. They are your Spirit's word for us. We pray then that by your Spirit that we would understand them. We would meditate upon them and embrace them in our own lives so that we can become good followers of your Son, Jesus Christ, and be ready to take up the cross with him. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.